Hi, Daddy.
Has ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as good. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to the opening drive NFL wrap-up show for week 7. I'm your host, E-Dub. Thank you guys for checking us out. And I know. It is Wednesday and we're just now recording. We typically do the show on Sunday, but we had some things that we had to attend to on Sunday, so we had to move it. We initially moved it to Monday and then Monday popped off and it's just been one of those weeks, y'all. But, excuse me, I appreciate you guys for checking us out and for listening to the show, for clicking on to that link. So wherever you are, whether you're at work, on the way to work, in the car, wherever you are, I appreciate you guys for checking out the podcast. Gonna run down week 7 kind of quick this week. We didn't do the video, so we don't have the interaction with everyone giving your game balls or anything. But if you still would like to give your game balls, we're always on Twitter and Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at GTRadio1100 and give us your game balls for the week. Who balled out for your fantasy team? Who balled out for your squad? Let us know and we will give them some game balls for the week. So, Week 7 was a doozy, man, so let's go ahead and get into Week 7. All right, guys, let's get into it. Full slate of games for Week 7, man, a really good week in the NFL. Let's start with the marquee game of the week, man. I'm talking, of course, about the undefeated Titans and the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers, man. A clash of titans. Excuse the pun. A clash of titans in this game here. A really good game, man. A really good game. Pittsburgh gets the win 24-27. They remain undefeated. 6-0. Tennessee falls to 5-1. And that's becoming a very interesting division with these two teams, man. The divisions that they're in. Look, man, despite three interceptions by Big Ben, the Steelers took care of business, man. I think that says a lot about their defense, because usually you turn the ball over three times, you are not winning a football game. But the Steelers were poised, and they did what they had to do, man. The running back for Tennessee, Henry, 20 carries for 75 yards and a touchdown. And it's crazy to see a running back who gets 75 yards and be like, oh man, they really held him in check. But if he only has 75 yards at the end of the game, you held him in check. You did a great job. The Pittsburgh defense and Ryan Tannehill is never going to be a guy that's going to be a burner. I think that he's a lot better than folks are giving him. Well, let me say this. I think that he's playing better than a lot of folks are going to give him credit for because, you know, he's Ryan Tannehill. But, again, that Pittsburgh defense is to be commended. Top five in the league, and they're definitely not five. I think that next week, man, we got to do – I think next week we also have to do a Mike Tomlin deep dive and give that man his respect because nobody saw Pittsburgh coming out the gate 6-0 this year. I don't care who you are. I don't care – who you're writing for or what network you're on. Nobody saw that coming. And he has those boys playing some really good football. So Pittsburgh gets the win 27-24, 6-0 on the season. They are tops in that AFC North. And the Titans, they're still tops of their division in the AFC South. I believe both of those divisions are going to be very interesting. AFC North, especially because you got the Steelers, Ravens, and Browns, all with 5 wins. In the AFC South, you got the Colts and the Titans. Five wins for the Titans, 4 wins for the Colts. And, you got the the Texans and Jags holding things up in the rear. But it's going to be interesting as we enter into the stretch part of the season. So salute to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Next up is, and I'm laughing because I'm looking at the dog. And okay, so let's go ahead and get the elephant out of the room. Got to talk Dallas Cowboys. I know I have a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans that listen to the show. A lot of my family are Dallas Cowboy fans. And Dallas Cowboys, for all intents and purposes, are America's team. You will never see a more representation of the Dallas Cowboys, of America, than when you look at the Dallas Cowboy fan base. Unfortunately for the Dallas Cowboys, their football team is trash. And if there's any consolation, their whole division is trash. So what do you have when you have a trash football team play another trash football team? One team eventually has to get the victory, and that is the Washington football team. They get the victory 25-3 over the Dallas football team. Dallas, they lose their backup quarterback, Andy Dalton, after that third nasty hit. Bangs his head against the turf. A terrible hit that threw the guy out the game. And after that, I have in my notes, I put offensive numbers, and then I drew a picture of a trash can. Like, I'm not even going to read the numbers. They are horrific. And the only thing worse than their offense is their defense. Their defense is on pace to be historically bad. You have problems with that offensive line. There are just so many issues with this Dallas Cowboys football team. The best part about the Dallas Cowboys football team is on Sunday evenings after they lose, seeing the video of one Stephen A. Smith as he laughs every single week at the Dallas Cowboys. One week he was at a table eating milk and cookies. The next week he was in his house dancing in front of the TV laughing at the Cowboys. That has been the funnest part of the Dallas Cowboys football season. that division. Look, you got the Philadelphia Eagles on top of the division at 2-4-1. Washington's 2-5. Dallas is 2-5. The Giants are 1-6. They suck, man. I'm sorry. Both teams suck. So we are going to move on to we're going to move on to the next game. Cleveland and Cincinnati. Cleveland takes care of business, 37-34, goes to 5-2 over the 1-5-1 Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know if we can call this the Baker Mayfield game. Had a good game. 297 yards, 5 TDs, 1 INT, despite losing OBJ. Looks like he's going to be out for the season. I think it was an ACL that he hurt on like one of the first plays of the game. We hate to see that, man. We hate to see the injuries. You just hate to see it. And not just because OBJ is on one of our fantasy teams. But, I legit hate to see these guys get hurt, man. This is their livelihood, man. So they only have a certain amount of time to make money while you're playing in the NFL. And I just prayers up to OBJ and hopefully he can get rehabbed and come back next year. But a whale of a game by Baker Mayfield, man. He might be up for one of our game balls, man. 22 of 28, 297 yards, 5 TDs, 1 interception. And he really balled out. Now, just because it was the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 1-5. Cincinnati Bengals are 1-5 indeed. Yes, they are 1-5-1. I'm sorry. I apologize. They are 1-5-1. I'm still going to give Baker his props. Still going to give Baker his props. People are like, oh, he needs to ball out against better competition. Yes, he does. He does. But we're not going to apologize for wins in the NFL. We're never going to do that. We're never going to apologize for wins in the NFL. Baker balled out, so we're going to give this man his flowers and may even give him a game ball later on. So, again, you are listening to the NFL Opening Drive Week 7 Recap. I'm your boy, E-Dub, and coming a little late with the podcast, but I wanted to at least get one out. The NFL week is so short, man, because look, the next week already starts tomorrow on Thursday, the Thursday night game, but better late than never, so I wanted to get something out to you guys for everyone that is one of our faithful listeners. Coming up in just a moment, later on in the pod, I will give you my top five power rankings as well as game balls for week 7. So let's do this. Go ahead and take a quick commercial break. On the other side, we're going to talk a little bit about those Buccaneers. We're also going to take a look at the top five as well as hit these scores for the rest of the league. You're listening to the NFL Opening Drive Podcast. Week 7 wrap up with your boy E-Dub. We'll be right back. This segment is brought to us by Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Custom jewelry shipped quickly to your doorstep. Every piece will be uniquely yours. You can get the Tillman's Trinkets and Things from our website, thehawksbeat.com. Just click on their banner, Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Shout out to our guy, Jonathan. He's done great work. He's made pieces for my daughter, for my son, for myself. Check out the folks over at Tillman's Trinkets and Things. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You're listening to the NFL Opening Drive NFL Podcast Week 7 Wrap Up. I'm your host, E-Dub. Let's go to Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Of course, I can sing that song because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers took on the Las Vegas Raiders and were victorious. They go into the Death Star, get a victory 45-20. A great game, and I would probably say Tom Brady's best game as a Buccaneer. I would probably have to go back and double check that, but this game was really impressive. The Buccaneers moved to 5-2 as the Raiders go to 3-3, but Tom Brady, man, finishes the game with 369 yards and 4 TDs. No turnovers, even had a rushing touchdown. You can, even though it was a QB sneak, I like the one. Hey, I'm not going to talk semantics here, you know? I'm not going to talk semantics. But this was a very good win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going across to the West Coast, getting a victory against a very good Raiders team. This game was very close at halftime, and the second half, the Buccaneers just took off. They just took off the second half. They outscored the Raiders 24-10 in the second half. And outscored the Raiders 21-3 in the fourth quarter alone. Again, Tom Brady tosses 4 touchdowns, spreads the love around to the receivers. Mike Evans didn't really have a great day. He wasn't targeted that much. And I don't know how that's going to play, but I guess as long as they're winning, it's going to be fine. There are going to be some changes in that wide receiver room because Chris Godwin is going to be out for the next couple of weeks. I forget what the injury was. I think it was his hand this time. He's been injured the whole season, man. It's if it hasn't been one thing or another, Mike Evans is dealing with a foot injury, you know, so I don't know if his injury is affecting his targets. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that one Antonio Brown is in town. He is going to be in town. He officially signed today on a one-year deal, very incentive-laden deal. I forget what the final number is, but if Godwin goes down, Antonio Brown is not the worst guy to replace him. Hopefully he has his mentals in a good place and he comes in and he is ready to play football. I'm not necessarily worried about Antonio Brown coming to Tampa and being a disruptive force because look at the leadership in that locker room, guys. You got Tom Brady, you got Ndamukong Suh, you have leaders in this on this football team, and I don't necessarily worry about that. So, good win for the Buccaneers. They're first in the NFC South. 5-2, a game above the New Orleans. I was about to say New Orleans Pelicans against the New Orleans Saints, and we will see. We will see how these Buccaneers go forth with Antonio Brown as one of their wide receivers. I think they'll be fine. All right, one more game before we go over our top five power rankings, our game balls, and we just kind of run through the rest of the scores. The Sunday night game was a very, very good game, guys. I'm sure most of you guys watched it. If you didn't, I'm sure you heard by now. Arizona gets the win over the Seattle Seahawks. I'm still, here's the thing. It's October, so I'm still kind of in basketball mode. And I almost said the Seattle Supersonics. The Seattle Seahawks. Arizona gets the dub 37-34. And this was nothing short of a quarterback duel. Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray put on a show. Russell Wilson goes for 388, three touchdowns, three picks, though, and I think that was the difference. He had two more turnovers than his younger counterpart. Carried the ball, six carries, 84 yards. Russell was Russell, you know what I'm saying? He's still, to me, an MVP candidate. And this Seattle team is going to be a very, very tough out all season long, man. I love the way this team rolls. And, of course, you already know they're going to be in my top five when I do my top five list. But shout out to the young guy, man. Shout out to Kyler Murray. I love watching him play. He's like young Russell Wilson light. The way their styles are very similar, very similar. The young guy's not scared, man. 360 yards, three touchdowns, one interception, 14 carries, 67 yards, one TD. Both quarterbacks filling up the stats with their arms and their legs. And let me tell you, man, this was a joy to watch. Arizona makes a play happen in overtime, and they get it going. Shout out to both of those QBs. But shout out to what was the wide receiver's name? And you guys know exactly what play I'm talking about. Metcalf. Russell Wilson throws a pick at the goal line. The DB thinks he's got smooth sailing, but when I tell you Metcalf got on his horse, he got on his horse, ran my man down. And it was just a whale of a play. And for that, you know, he's definitely going to get a game ball later. Yeah, man, it was just good game. Both quarterbacks really played well. And those are the Sunday night games you like to see. Those are the Sunday night games that you like to see. So salute to them. Salute to them. Let's go through the rest of these scores real quick. And then we will get into our top five power rankings of this week. So the rest of the NFL scorecard for week 7 looks like this. Detroit over Atlanta, 23-22. Atlanta falls to 1-6, and they've got issues. New Orleans tops Carolina, 27-24. The New Orleans Saints are 4-2. One game behind the Buccaneers, pushing the Panthers to 3-4. I'm not sure if I'm believing in what New Orleans is right now. They're 4-2. 4-2 is what you are, but I don't know, man. I don't know. The jury's still out for me on this New Orleans team. Buffalo tops the Jets 18-10. The Jets are still winless, 0-7. But Buffalo moves to 5-2. Green Bay recovers from the shellacking that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers put on them last week. They are 5-1. They take down the Houston Texans, who are 1-6, and it doesn't look good for that team. They got to get rid of that coach, and bring some new personnel in there, man. The KC Chiefs, they take care of the Denver Broncos, 43-16. KC is 6-1. The San Francisco 49ers, man, take care of the New England Patriots. One of the storylines in that game is Cam Newton got benched for his poor play. San Fran just completely, utterly dominated the New England Patriots. New England is now 2-4, and the first time they're below 500 in a very, very, very long time. So San Fran moves to 4-3. And the last game is the Chargers and the Jaguars. The Chargers were victorious 39-29. Neither one of these teams are 500. The Chargers are 2-4. I thought the Chargers would be better than that, to be honest with you. They're 2-4. Jags are 1-6. I like that young quarterback, though, for the Chargers. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I like the cut of his jib, Justin Herbert. So we'll see what is in store for this Jaguars team. They're 1-6. And I don't know what to tell you, man. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we're going to give you, I'm going to give you my Power 5 rankings for Week 7. We're going to give out some game balls that will get up out your way. You're listening to the NFL Opening Drive Week 7 Wrap-Up with your boy E-Dub. We'll be right back. This segment is brought to us by AWellTogetherMan.com. Make sure you check out awelltogetherman.com. It is a website for men that deals with grooming, fashion, entrepreneurship, and fitness. They're good friends of the Hawks Beat. Shout out to our guy, Rufus Addison. They do a great job over there. Make sure you stop by today at awelltogetherman.com and be one of those men who are leaders, not followers, men who take care of themselves, and men that have some self-respect. Shout out once again to awelltogetherman.com. All right, folks, final segment. We are going to look at the top five power rankings as I see it. And we'll give out a couple game balls. Again, this has been the Opening Drive Week 7 Wrap-Up. I'm your host, E-Dub, and I appreciate you guys for checking us out. Make sure you check us out each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. We typically go live on Facebook and Twitter, and we do the show live, but sometimes we can't, so we just got to put out the audio like we're doing this week. So last week, the top five that I had out in my power rankings were, and I'll go from 5 to 1, were the Titans, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Seattle. I keep wanting to say the Seattle Supersonics, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Kansas City Chiefs. That was my top five last week. It's been a little bit of a shakeup, guys. I got to throw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in there at 5, man. And no disrespect to the Titans. They played a good game versus the Steelers. And I believe before the season is over, they might creep back into my top 5. But making an appearance for the first time is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 5. They're 5-2, and yes, they do have 2 losses. But I think the trajectory for this team is going up. Yes, they just lost... oh my gosh, they just lost the wide receiver, Godwin. They just lost Godwin for a little bit. But Antonio Brown's coming into the fold. So hopefully they can get him on board and they will be just fine. So I got the Buccaneers on 5. That defense is a problem. Listen, that defense is a problem. Got the Buccaneers at 5. I got the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore stay put at number 4. They are 5-1. Still like the cut of that team. Big Lamar Jackson fan. Number 3, I have the Seattle Seahawks. I have them slipping from 2 to 3. They're 5-1. Even though they lost against the Arizona Cardinals, I still like this team as well. Steelers move into that number 2 spot. They are the only undefeated team. And of course, I have the Kansas City Chiefs as my number 1 team. Although they are not undefeated, they are still to me the best team in the NFL. So my top 5 one more time is the Bucks, the Baltimore Ravens, Seattle Seahawks, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Kansas City Chiefs. That is my top 5 for Week 7. Make sure you tune in next week and I will give you my top 5. We'll see if there has been any changes. And that's the top 5 like I see it, man. That's the top 5 like I see it. Game balls. Let's give out some game balls, man. Game ball to one Mr. Baker Mayfield, man. Baker Mayfield led his team to victory this week over the Cincinnati Bengals. threw five TDs, man. Five TDs, only one pick. 297 yards, very efficient, 22 of 28. Did it all without his number one wide receiver. Game ball to one Mr. Baker Mayfield. Next up, one Mr. Thomas Brady. Tom Brady goes for 369 yards, four TDs, and a victory over Las Vegas on the road. A very impressive win. This team is really on the uptick, and a really good game by Mr. I'm going to start calling him Father Time, man. Father Time. Tom Brady is proving that it may not have been the system in New England, all right? How about that? It may not have been the system in New England. We might talk about that a little bit later. Game ball to one Mr. Tom Brady. Game ball to Kyler Murray. 360 yards, three touchdowns, one interception, rushes for, 67 yards or 14 carries and a touchdown. Gets a huge victory over the Seattle Seahawks. I promise you, I'm gonna get that basketball taste out of my mouth. But salute the one, Mr. Kyler Murray, and one last game ball to DJ Metcalf, man, the wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks, running your boy down, man. After that pick, man, that was just amazing. You definitely gonna get a game ball for that, man. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thanks for checking out this podcast. I appreciate all the retweets, all of the reshares. Make sure you tell a friend. Make sure you tune in on Sundays for our live broadcast. And until next time, like we always say, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. So if you don't know him, you got to find him. Make sure you show him love, because that's all he's showing you. L-O-V-E love. We out. Peace.
Hi, Daddy.
Run that over here. I'm the most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out.